Good morning, boys and girls. I was told last week there were no children here, so I wasn't sure what to expect, so I'm really happy to see you. I am going to tell you a story this morning, one that I heard from a pastor that used to be my pastor, and his name is Pastor Dwight Nelson. And he told a story about a little kitty. Now, I don't have a real little kitty in here, but this will kind of help us a little bit. So if you were to have a little kitty, let's talk about little kitties. You probably know that they like to chase things, right? If you put a string around, they like to chase after it. They're very curious, so they like to go and explore and see what's around. And sometimes they even like to climb up trees. So I'm going to show you a picture up on the screen of a little kitty who climbed up in a tree. Now, the problem with little kitties is sometimes they climb up in a tree and they don't know how to get down. And sometimes adults even have to call the firemen to bring those really big ladders and help get a kitty down. So, okay, thank you for that picture. This story really begins with a little girl named Katie. And Katie wanted a kitty. She knew that if she had a kitty, she could pet it, and it would purr, and she would take care of it. So she decided one day she was going to ask her mommy if they could get a kitty. And her mommy said, Mommy, can I get a kitty? I'll take care of it. And mommy said, no, you can't have a kitty. And she said, okay. Well, that night, when it was time to go to bed, she said, Mommy, could I pray for a kitty? And if God answers my prayer, could I keep it? Well, Mommy was pretty sure God wasn't going to answer that prayer. So she said, okay, Katie, if you pray for a kitty and God answers your prayer, you can keep it. So Katie started to pray for a kitty. She wanted a kitty so badly. She prayed every night, and sometimes even during the day when she was playing, she stopped and prayed for a kitty. Well, a couple of doors down, there was Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And their cat, their mommy cat, had some kitties. And they had one kitty that was very curious. And this kitty went out and found the tree in the backyard and started to climb up it. Well, the kitty climbed higher and higher and higher and found a branch and went out at the end of that branch, but the kitty couldn't get back. So what do you think the kitty did? Kitty started to cry. Meow, meow, meow. And Mr. Smith heard that, and he said, oh, no, I wonder what's wrong. So he went out, and he looked up, and there was the kitty on the branch. He said, I don't want to call the fire department because I think I can get it. So he reached up as high as he could to get that branch. And he pulled the branch down so he could get the kitty. And all of a sudden, that branch slipped right out of his hand. And that kitty, it acted like a slingshot. That kitty went flying up in the air and landed in Katie's backyard. And Katie was so surprised. She ran and got the kitty, and she ran inside, and she said, Mommy, Mommy, Jesus answered my prayer. He gave me a kitty. And Mommy said, what? And she said, Mommy, the kitty came right out of the sky. Jesus gave me a kitty. Well, just then there was a knock at the door, and that was Mr. Smith. And Mr. Smith and Mommy talked for a while, and Mr. Smith said, I can't take the kitty that Katie prayed for. And Mommy said, I know, neither can I, because I told Katie that she could keep it if Jesus answered her prayer. So Katie got to keep the kitty. Now, there's two things I want to tell you about this story. The one is, sometimes we moms and dads Don't think that the prayers that children pray are going to get answered. And this was a good reminder for the mommy in this story. But it's also a good reminder for you. It's really important to pray to Jesus. Your prayers might not get answered the way Katie's did, but Jesus hears you, and he will answer your prayer. All right, boys and girls, that's what I have for you. You can quiet and reverently now go back to your seats.